Oi, lads, did you miss out on the Jaren's Outpost Kickstarter and wish you weren't such a big doofus? Well, fear not. Late pledges are now open and they'll be open for a little while. So just head to Kickstarter, search for D&Ds for Nerds or Jaren's Outpost and slam that late pledge button. You're listening to the Sans Pants Network.
Home of comedy,
culture,
adventures,
and ghosts. Previously on Stories of the Grey Hill Free Company.
Chantel hefts her hammer over her head and then becomes inert.
Can I cast darkness around me?
Yeah, you can.
Would that break Chantel being turned to stone?
I guess it would work, actually. Tree Stump and Sarin, it's your turn.
I don't like what's happening with Chantel. She's saying anything?
Chantel has said and done nothing. I'm very sorry. So you recognize a tabaxi, pause for consideration. They are they're a paladin. And you recognize they're a paladin of a gambling god as well, which is very funny.
Fit right in. Really?
And you recognize the goblin 50 chickens.
I feel this company might have a gambling problem.
And then it is Yeola 50 chickens, pause for consideration, and Tavertine's turn.
What a crew.
What a crew to dive bomb this.
Big T, you bring baby down.
Oh, my God.
Without too much trouble, you restore Chantel to a living state again.
Chantel,
she starts breathing heavily.
See you again.
I'm sorry you have to smell this.
What was going on here?
Says 50 chickens.
There was an overturned wagon and a bunch of stone guys and a bunch of dead guys. Oh, no, stone guys left, just little crumbs of stone guys. And we realized there were a basilisk and Tavertine had already gone and we did our best.
Ah, okay, that makes sense.
But it was a family. It was a mom, a dad, and the baby.
That makes sense. Just one more thing. Why are there basilisks out here on the road?
I don't know.
Maybe they got lost.
You see, my wife, she has a book on basilisks, and it says that they live kind of hot places or underground. What are they doing here?
They were the wagon over there. Perhaps were they being? Are they too big to be in the wagon?
No, the wagon looks like it. I mean, it would have been cramped, but you could have fit them in the wagon.
Perhaps. They were transporting the basilisks?
Would you like to... You haven't really picked over the corpse as much yet or looked around.
I'm going to have a sit
Come
down.
Come have a look with us. Okay. Yeah, let's all have a fat gand.
Yeah. And everyone can get the benefit of a short rest if you want.
Oh, yeah. Love that, actually.
So after an hour's rest, would anyone... maybe 50 chickens. 50 chickens and pause for consideration are both picking through the wreckage.
What did you find?
50 chickens comes up with like a sheet of papers. He walks over to you. Oh, by the way, 50 chickens wears a trench coat. As 50 chickens walks back over to you, he tucks the papers underneath his arm like they're a folded newspaper, puts his hands behind his back, and he goes,
"Well, I just had a little look around the place, and I can't help but notice something caught my eye, you know?"
He holds the papers out. It's Some
quests that were given from Greyhill and from the capital.
Oh.
And
yes.
If you have a look, he hands them to you. If you have a look, there's a quest, there's some normal quests in there. You know, just go over here, deal with some problems. Yeah. Farmers getting attacked by wolves, that sort of stuff. But then, if you check some of the last pages, it's just a little interesting, I think. They've got a mission to go collect some basilisks. There's a cave entrance, not too far from here. Takes a little while to get down there. Takes a while to get there as well. They would have been here, I don't know, maybe like a couple weeks or something like that. But there's a basilisk nest down there somewhere, which is interesting. Because the thing that bothers me is that I remember, do we remember, we went and found that basilisk nest not too long ago. Pause nods. That we did. We had a quest that there was a strange creature a coming out of a tunnel. And we went and we investigated and we found them. But we didn't have to kill them. We just caved the tunnel in. And so they shouldn't have been a problem.
Yeah, because we had a quest to kind of just find a giant, well, it ended up being a giant bird, but it was a creature. But we went to find it. That was about it. Mm-hmm. Is there anything about capturing a big bird or something?
Yeah, can we have a flick through?
You don't see anything about capturing a big bird.
Or slaying a big bird? Or?
No, you don't see anything about slaying or capturing a big bird.
I think this is starting to get a bit suspicious.
Is there anything that maybe some of the quick...
Iron golems or any kind of quests that link up to other quests?
Kind of like
if we saw quests on the board, hive.
Yeah.
You find another quest. Obviously, this would have meant nothing to Pause for Consideration or 50 Chickens, but you do find another quest about discovering a dwarven ruin somewhere out in the Badlands. Yeah. That quest appears to have been completed, and they're just waiting. Oh, wait, no, that quest has been completed, signed in, and whatnot. That's like an old quest that they've done. They've still just got the paperwork for it.
Yeah, this was I held like they tap it with like a gnarled finger. Right, this one, that one. Yeah, that's where the iron golems were. Tavatine, that was your...
Tavatine nods and has like a concerned expression, but says nothing.
Do you mind if we keep these?
50 chickens.
Well, 50 chickens like puts his hands up like in kind of acknowledgement that this is something important, but also in resignation that like it's something that maybe you should have. It's a piece of your puzzle. He puts his hands up. He goes, "Well, I'm just a goblin. You know, I ain't got nothing special. I ain't nothing special. I just think it's a little odd, is all. And I think it's a little interesting." He runs one of his hands through his thick, curly Columbo hair and clasps his hands together when he's done. "Well, I think at the very least. For your trouble, you should part with the papers."
Thank you. Do we know much about, like, these are like our brethren, basically?
You know them. You might not know them very well, but you know them from around camp.
I was like, would we fill them in on what's going on, or no?
Up to you.
Well, he seems to be a bit very sleuthy. We went to deal with a farmer problem. They had someone coming in and destroying crops, but it turned out to be actually a woman who was running away from, well, this particular thing. And I just kind of fill 50 chickens in on, I guess, what we discovered.
He sits down on a log, puts one of his hands on his hips, puts his other hand in it, against his head, and he like just listens intently. He seems very concerned by this story.
Yeah, so we still have I think you Tavatine, you were talking to somebody through a little like a basin or something. Yeah?
Tavatine nods once again, not saying anything.
Yes, and there was this Ben, fill the 50 chickens and Pause for Consideration in on everything. Just we were heading up to I guess speak to Moramash to see if he knows anything.
50 chickens nods, like I said, very worried about this situation. Pause for Consideration puts a paw on either of 50 chickens' shoulders and says, "This is very concerning behavior. We will accompany you to the camp and perhaps even to the conversation with Moramash, should you want backup."
Yeah,
that would be very kind. Thank you. Yeah. It's good to know that someone else also thinks it's a bit weird.
Yes. Anyway, I'd like to. What do we do with the other mercenary camp? I mean, the mercenary group that are
the what is it? How do we errant mercenaries?
Yeah, do we clear up this mess?
That's entirely up to you. Protocol?
Surely we should.
Like, if we're gonna, we're pretty much gonna go back to camp and be like, these people got.
Yeah.
and here's all the proof, and here's who they are. Let their families know. So is there stuff we can collect for the deceased's families?
Well,
because otherwise nature will take
them. If
and
we
that's
can
fine.
Grab the wagon, I'm sure I can get in. I mean, can I pull the wagon as a bear?
Surely.
Or is there anything I can turn into that I can pull the
probably
wagon?
Probably not. It takes four horses to pull the wagon. You don't think you could turn into any one animal. You could not turn into any one animal that could pull this wagon. Especially since it's like pretty beat up as well. Like you don't know, if you had four horses, you don't know if you could pull it.
Yes. I guess with the, I gesture the current wagon, be like, is there anything we could make a makeshift, like a litter or something that we can maybe bring these poor folk back to our camp and message the leaders of their mercenary group?
Perhaps, says Chantel, perhaps it would be simply best to maybe bury them here. At least then they get a funeral. Bringing all their bodies back is a lot of effort.
Yes.
And is probably, like, I don't mean to be rude. I mean, a life is important and a death is important as well. But, like, we're kind of dealing with something right now.
Yeah, yes, I know.
No, that seems sensible. Just,
yeah.
I'll start digging with my big hands.
50 chickens breaks out enough shovels for everyone.
Mm. Oh, that's better. Why do you have...
No one thinks to ask.
I guess I don't help. I just watch.
Sure.
Maybe I go and, I guess apologize to the horse we couldn't save, and that's about it.
Well, Chantel spots you apologizing to the horse and says, you know, I mean, once we're done with all this, we will probably come back and help with these people as well. Tell the company where they are, and we can possibly help the horse then.
Look, maybe I've never been turned to stone. What was it like? Could you feel anything or?
Everything just stopped, says Chantel.
Mm. Just look at the horse, like, that doesn't sound like a good fate.
Well, I mean, it's comforting in a way. I think it would, not comforting, but at the very least, if the horse dies, the horse dies, but it didn't suffer.
It's true.
And if it is brought back to life, the horse won't really know what happened.
It's very true.
So,
have you ever tried having a conversation with a horse? Let me tell you.
As the only person in this group so far who has died, Chantel says, and speaking from experience, if one has to go, there are worse ways.
That's fair. Good. Very good point. Well,
maybe when she says there are worse ways, you see her eyes glance down at the mess of bodies you are burying.
You are guessing down.
What parts belong where.
I don't look down at them. I just don't follow her gaze. Just be like, yes.
If we dig very well, that's helping.
Yes.
Looking down,
no,
not helping.
No, not at all. I guess we'll wait. And when we're all said and done, I'll turn back into a bear and help someone as we head towards camp.
Then we can just head back.
Without any further incident, you arrive at camp. It's just as you always remembered it. It's as if nothing has happened and nothing has changed. Mm. It's a flurry of activity. Mm. There's, as always, the Greyhill Free Company has always existed as between, like, well, for you guys, as kind of like, not necessarily newcomers, but none of you are really like the old bunch. Mm. The old timers remember when Greyhill was like five people and a dream.
It was more like an anthill really back then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very clever. And Greyhill today is anywhere between 50 to 80 members at any one time, about half of whom are pretty consistently at camp. So you would guesstimate like 20 to 40 people around, just milling around camp.
I guess we make a beeline tomorrow, Marsh.
At this point, am I still? I think I'd still be a bear just for like mobility sake.
Just till we get there, sure. Yeah. Just be kind to yourself.
Yeah.
As you pass, people wave hello. Some people probably some people recognize Glubble as Bear, so no one thinks anything of you.
Yes.
Because obviously you're not an old man publicly.
That's here.
Pause for consideration and 50 chickens as you're entering camp. A pause for consideration walks forward and says, would you like us in the confrontation or should we peel off?
I tap once.
Pause for consideration looks around.
Has that been previously established?
Let's quickly establish.
I'm pretty sure it should be for you, Cass. Let's see if Cass remembers.
One was for yes, two was yes, one was no.
All right, then. We'll see you later.
Cass.
Hey, did you love Dinosaur Park? The whole dinosaur saga, even. Well, did you know that just as the Joels wrap up their adventures in the vast reaches of space, a brand new adventure has begun? And the very same night that the Joels entered Dinosaur Park, Jackson's good friends Adam and Cash found themselves trapped in Dinosaur Land, Jackson's nightmare of a theme park. If you want to be part of the next chapter of the Dinosaur Saga, then head to Sans Pants Plus, and for as little as $10 a month, you gain access to Dinosaur Park 2, Dinosaur Land, as well as literally an arseload of other content. Once again, that's sanspantsradio.com/plus. Head there now. The adventure continues.
Two was yes.
Before you could say or do anything,
yes.
Before you could respond, you're so flabbergasted, yes. It's like lightning speed. They just teleport away. You know, like in a video game where if you click dismiss, they like turn around and walk away in real time.
Yeah.
But there are some video games where when you click dismiss, they like teleport away.
Yeah.
That's what happens to them. They just teleport away.
No, I would either say I would tap once, and if Tree Stump says it's no, I would tap some more times and then just nod my head.
Oh, that's like a hard
Or growl at her.
I'm kidding.
You heard him. No, 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 no.
Wait, no, maybe yes. Yeah.
That's just confusing. Yes, no, no. Make up your mind.
I want to look at Chantel with my eyes wide. Like, just to plead for some help.
Chantel is laughing. Chantel is laughing too hard to help you.
You know, I turn back into a man. I just turn back into a man. he's going to hear, isn't take so much more. Yes, of course, come with.
One for yes.
Yes, one. Remember when I was a spider? We had the one for yes.
And there was
two,
one for yes.
And then three and for maybe. Yes.
Three for maybe.
Yes.
So you don't want them to come.
What?
Come with us. We're going to talk to Morimar.
Yes, of course. It's, go talk to Morimar. I'm so tired.
As a big group, you head towards Morimar's tent.
Might have a short rest.
You need it.
Yeah.
You get to Morimar's tent. They're inside. Morimar has like an open tent policy. So the flaps are literally always open. It's not actually, when I say Morimar's tent, it's more like the command tent where like, most of the business of the camp happens. It's not more Marsha's like personal quarters or anything like that.
Yes.
But it is always open metaphorically. Yeah. It's metaphorically and literally always open to you.
Mm.
So you enter, you see there's a table, big piles of quests and stuff. Some other things just dotted around, different things that are important for the operations, the day-to-day operations of the Grey Hill Free Company. You spot the Grey Hill accountant, the only person in this camp who is not a mercenary or adventurer, just a person. His name is Hank. He sits in the corner and he does the finances. If you need, he helps you with your finances as well.
He's very important.
Yeah.
We all know him.
Everyone loves Hank. Yeah, he's the most popular person here. No one hates Hank. It's abhorrent to imagine that.
He's just very polite. He's a very polite, kind, calming man.
And it feels genuine.
He's patient.
You know, sometimes people are polite and it's weird.
Look, I think I, for one, can speak for maybe myself and maybe a couple others in the company, but numbers are not our greatest strength. So he's so kind and very patient with us. He taught me about compounding interest. It was very nice.
Yes.
He tried.
Yes. Easy. When one gold coin slams into another gold coin and then a third one apparently pops out. I still am yet to figure it out.
He was talking about the kind of magic and where you put money away, but
Yeah. The magic of interest.
Yes,
yeah,
lots
of magic. I don't know it, but I don't know magic, so maybe I'm not meant to know it.
Yeah, yeah.
When you enter, Hank stands up from his desk. He says, "G'day, mates. How you going?"
Hello, Hank. I give Hank a hug.
He gives you a hug right back.
Yes. Hank gives great hugs.
Hello, Hank.
Glupple, is that you? What the bloody hell happened?
The price of being, I guess, an adventurer. How's my retirement fund looking?
Well, I'll take another bloody look at that one.
He moves back over to his desks.
He starts sorting through papers. I was looking at it just the other day.
Yeah.
Here it is. All right, so look.
Yes.
Good news, bad news.
Okay.
Good news is doing quite well.
Yeah.
Bad news is it's doing dangerously well, he says.
Oh. Yeah, that's good news.
A few investments paid off. He hands it over to you.
Oh, Hank.
Sorry, I hope I didn't scare you. A little joke there. I'm so sorry.
That's right. Well, the ticker's
you know me,
quite...
I'm still dabbling in comedy.
I can't wait to see one of your, what do you call them? Tight five? Yes.
Oh, yeah, a tight five. Yeah. Yes. I've been practicing down at the comedy club in Grey Hill.
Yeah.
Well, practicing, you know, really a bit of a trial by fire.
Yes, isn't it just? I look forward to, yes. Thank you very much for this.
Hank at a comedy night, like, everyone would just smile at him anyway. It doesn't matter if his jokes weren't funny. Everyone would be like, you did a really good job. I'm proud of you for having a go.
He's doing his best, and that's nice.
I've been practicing, he says. He goes back over to his desk, and he brings you a book that says how to perform comedy. It's got a bunch of tips in here. It's written by an adventurer themselves, actually. I don't think they were a bard, but or in any way gifted with magic or anything like that. I think they might have been some sort of battle barbarian or something like that. But it is, can I tell you, it is a rip snorter of a read. Yeah. Absolutely. From cover to cover, I'm on my second read through.
Would
out. You like to borrow it? He says. Not that you need it or anything like that. I just think it's really funny. I think it's neat. He says.
Are you sure you don't want to read it a third time? I mean,
well, I just get to Grey Hill a bit more often, I suppose, so I could get myself another copy. But you might be in and out. I know how you lot like to play, you adventurers. Yeah, you're here one day, gone the next.
I think I might be spending a bit more time with yourself, I guess, Hank, these days. But I might give it a read.
He nods. Hank quite clearly kind of understood the writing on the wall, but he doesn't want to. He doesn't want to broach it if you're not comfortable broaching it.
Yes. So probably spending more time with your lovely self, and maybe you can tell me a bit about the book, and as opposed to me reading it again. Eyes aren't quite what they were a week ago.
I would bloody love to,
and I would love
Hank,
to hear it.
If you're going to read out loud, can you read to me as well, please?
Big T, you know, you are welcome whenever I am reading.
That means so much, Hank.
tell you what. Well, how about you two, the lot of you two, what am I talking about? You're all family. How about the whole lot of you? I'll have you over for dinner sometime in the next week, huh?
Yes,
you can meet the missus, you can meet the kids. You love the missus and the kids, don't you?
Yes.
Yeah, they love you too.
Absolutely delightful. Anyway, it's been wonderful to catch up with you. I think I've got a couple more gold pieces to hand over in mere moments. But we'd have a very urgent chat with Morrow Marsh. He's
just on through. He gestures to another part of the tent. The tent kind of has internal walls that are separate sections of the tent. It's a very large, permanent tent.
Yes, excellent. And you look after yourself, and see you soon.
We'll see you soon.
We absolutely will. You have to walk past me on the way out, he says.
Yes, that we do.
Yay!
he
sits back down. All right, you head on through. Mm-hmm. You see there is another table. This table has a massive map on it, and there's pins all over the place. Mm. It's a map, basically, of the local area. You could see there's a little notation for the capital. There's a notation for Grey Hill and some of the other surrounding smaller settlements.
As we were getting to Grey Hill, we have had a plan to be like, look, we're going to talk to Morrow Marsh, But if things go south pretty quickly, like maybe here, they're the one, what do we do? Would we have had that conversation? I feel we would have probably had that conversation just to kind of prepare. Look, just prepare ourselves if things go a bit south.
Well, you can have determined that and what agreement you might have come to as well.
Because I would have probably voiced to be like, we're going to talk tomorrow, Marsh, you know, just to give benefit of the doubt. Let's not just, you know, jump to conclusions. And surely one of the more practical members of our party would have been, well, let's just quickly discuss the possibility that they are the ones that are doing all of this, or at least, you know, very aware of the things that might be happening.
What if we just show him all of the quests and we say, hey, some of these look like they line up. And then we'd leave it for him to say something.
Yeah, that's what I mean, Big T. I'm saying what...
Great minds, am I right?
Yeah, but what happens next?
Well,
what if he's like, okay, let's role play.
Okay.
You could be you, I'll be Boromash, and I'll say, looking at these quests, and I look at them and I'm saying, yes, I understand. These were all, yes, we divided all these plans up between a bunch of different mercenary groups so that we could, no one could figure it all out. But Boromash, hi, am the big... mastermind behind this, because I want an army of iron golems to rule this world, and you can't stop me. It was my plan the whole time. Ha 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 ha. He he ha. And now you either join me or die.
Wow, Boromash, you're so clever and strong.
Yeah?
I'll have fun joining you, and then we poison him later.
Yes.
Well, if he's making a big army.
Yeah. Okay.
Cut off his armies.
Okay. So no matter what, we is that the plan, everybody? I look around.
Well, he can't, if he has a big army, he'll kill a lot of people. And I really like Boromash, and I don't think
he'll
do this.
I hope he hasn't done.
But I mean, if he starts being threaty, we just say yes. Because he'll get us. But we can get him later.
Okay. I was just wondering if we had a plan, if things went pretty
bad. Did anyone else have a plan? You don't have to do my plan.
Yeah.
I know sometimes my plans aren't always the best plan. And sometimes they are.
Yeah.
Maybe this is one of those times. Does anyone else have something else they want to do?
Anyone else want to add anything?
Everyone else shrugs. No one really has anything. This is uncharted territory.
Right, well, I guess that's the better plan of any. If he is behind it all, he probably has access to those Zion golems, and I guess even if we tried, I mean, so I guess the best thing is to pretend if things are going that we say yes, and then hopefully bide our time and do something later on. Is that everyone in agreement?
Everyone nods.
It seems like the least way to die.
It is a very good point.
Just one more thing.
Yes, sir.
It seems unlikely to me.
Yes.
It just strikes me as odd that Boromash, we would come to Boromash and be like, isn't this odd? Yes. And Boromash wouldn't kill us. What's to say that Boromash isn't trying to befriend us to kill us later?
Yes, a very good point. So what, okay, we'll go back. Yes, I will roleplay again. But yes, it's me as Morava. I did it all, haha. And now, we're not going to be friends. I'm making that very clear. And I'm going to attack you all and, try to kill you. Haha.
Well, if that happens, obviously, we fight and maybe we win, maybe we lose or whatever. There's a lot of us. We stand a good chance against Moramash. What if, you know what? One more thing. Let me be Boromash.
Okay.
You got me. It's me. I've been orchestrating all of this.
We're all very good at impressions.
I'll cut you in on it. We'll go percentage-wise. I'll cut you in on it. You in on this, and then you say...
Well, yes, of course.
Yeah.
All right. Cool. Shake on it. And then tonight I poison you.
Yes, fair.
You see what I mean? Yeah. Why would he not do that? Because... if he starts a fight, he's got to know, just as we know, that we outnumber him. You know?
Maybe we should kill him on the spot then.
No. That, again, we've got to give him the benefit of the doubt.
But this is if he says.
Pause for consideration says, frankly, I agree with Big T. And it rhymes, so it must be right.
I like her.
Yeah, it's definitely something.
Why give him the chance to fight back?
It's only if he says, I'm a big evil man and I'll... we die.
Okay.
Because then you're allowed to kill.
All right. See, then it's the, we approach him. He's like, yes, it's me. Haha, I did it. And we can go halvesies. We shake on it. And then we attack.
We should put, yes, yes.
Yeah, that's it. Yes. That's,
Does anyone have any hand poison?
Chantal, yeah, is that? Yeah.
Do you have hand poison? Then we shake his hand, he dies.
They shake their heads. They seem very uncertain in the plan.
Yeah.
Why? What do you want to do?
Say that. They just seem.
Oh. What? You seem unhappy. Is there a better plan we could have?
Well, I just, I think it's, I just feel like any plan we've made so far hasn't satisfied me as a good plan. But...
No.
I can't think of a better one,
That's all right, no bad ideas. We'll spitball him.
So I guess it's approach him and see if he's, you know, hopefully he's as much in the dark as we were mere months ago. But if he's not, and if he's like, you know, this. But then again, he could just say he's in the dark. Oh, this is a troublesome one, isn't it?
And then he could just kill us. All right.
I think
so. We go in, we say what he's thinking, and no matter what, we slaughter him.
Like the way Big T thinks.
Remember what I said.
Does anyone have a truth-telling spell?
Oh.
No one.
Yeah.
No.
Yes, yeah,
surely someone at the camp has a truth-telling spell.
But look, I think we're all very good at reading a person, somewhat. So, let's go in, see what's happening, and if, I guess, as 50 Chickens has pointed out, he could have us killed then and there, that night. So all we need to do is, if something like that happens, I guess, yes, we attack. And hope that the rest of the camp don't attack us, eh?
It would be weird if we were the only ones not in the loop.
Yeah.
Well, I feel like we're special, right? He likes us.
Yeah. So with that kind of confidence, Adam, we walk into the tent to confront Borobas next time on Stories of the Grey Hill Free Company.